Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Overthinking Cure. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball, and suddenly your carefully constructed world feels like it's tilting on its axis? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We're not alone in this crazy roller coaster ride called life. And the good news is, we have the power to build resilience against those bumps in the road. Today, we're diving deep into the art of bouncing back stronger from adversity. Because let's face it, life isn't always sunshine and rainbows. We all hit rough patches, face setbacks, and experience moments that make us question everything. But how we respond to these challenges defines who we are, shapes our future, and ultimately determines our happiness. So, what exactly is resilience? It's not about being tough or pretending nothing bothers you, it's about having the inner strength to adapt, grow, and thrive even when things get tough. Think of it like a mental muscle. The more you exercise it, the stronger it becomes. And trust me, that mental muscle will be your biggest asset when life throws its best, or worst, punches. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build that resilience superpower. 1. Embrace change. This is huge. The world is constantly evolving, and trying to resist change is like fighting a riptide. Accept that change is inevitable, and instead of resisting it, try to see it as an opportunity for growth. Ever heard the saying, "What doesn't kill you makes you stronger"? Well, that's true because stepping outside your comfort zone can lead to amazing discoveries about yourself and the world around you. 2. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially during tough times. We all make mistakes, face failures, and experience setbacks. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge those moments, learn from them, and move on. Remember, you're human, not a superhero. Treat yourself with the same understanding and kindness you would offer a dear friend going through a rough patch. 3. Cultivate gratitude. It's easy to focus on what we lack when things are tough. But shifting our perspective towards gratitude can be incredibly powerful. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small they may seem. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind word from a stranger. These little moments add up and create a sense of contentment that can help you weather any storm. 4. Build strong connections. We're social creatures, and having a strong support system is crucial for resilience. Nurture your relationships with loved ones, friends, mentors, or even your community. Sharing your struggles and celebrating your triumphs with others creates a sense of belonging and reminds us that we're not alone in this journey called life. 5. Take action. Sometimes, the best way to overcome adversity is to take action, even if it feels scary. Identify small steps you can take towards your goals, break down overwhelming tasks into manageable chunks, and celebrate each milestone along the way. Remember, progress over perfection. Ever been stuck in a rut, feeling like you were going nowhere fast? Maybe you experienced a major setback, a job loss, relationship breakdown, or personal disappointment. You felt defeated, lost, and unsure how to move forward. Now imagine this. You're facing that same setback, but instead of spiraling into despair, you remember the power of resilience. You acknowledge your feelings, practice self-compassion, lean on your support system for encouragement, and take small steps towards rebuilding your life. Maybe you start by focusing on your health, exploring new hobbies, or connecting with people who inspire you. It wasn't easy, but you gradually started to feel a shift within yourself. You gained clarity, found purpose in unexpected places, and discovered hidden strengths you never knew you had. That's the power of resilience, the ability to not just survive adversity, but to thrive in its wake. So, what are your takeaways from today's episode? Remember, resilience isn't about being invulnerable, it's about having the courage to face challenges head-on, learn from our experiences, and emerge stronger than ever before. Now, I want to hear from you. What strategies do you use to build resilience in your life? Share your thoughts, tips, and stories in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going and inspire each other to live more resilient lives. Until next time, stay strong, stay kind, and remember, you are capable of amazing things. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.